Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More aid to Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Saudi Arabia, where he says he will talk about a proposed humanitarian pause in the fighting by the Saudi-led coalition against Houthi rebels in Yemen. During a visit to the Horn of Africa nation Djibouti, Kerry announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen. A court in Afghanistan has sentenced four men to death for the mob killing of a 27-year-old woman in March. The men were part of a group of 49 people put on trial in connection with the assault, including 19 police officers accused of either failing to stop the attack or taking part in it themselves. French investigators say the co-pilot who deliberately brought down a German Wings airliner in the French Alps in March apparently practiced such a controlled descent during an earlier flight the same day. The settings for selected altitude on the autopilot were adjusted several times as the plane descended on the first leg into Barcelona. Investigators say co-pilot Andreas Lubitz was alone in the cockpit, which was the problem, according to pilot Association spokesman Marcus Wall.
If this would have happened when a second pilot would sit next to him, he would of course have said, well, actually, what are you doing there? And they would have discussed that.
150 people died when Lubitz flew the plane into a mountain. Suspected cattle rustlers ambushed and killed at least 54 people in a village in northwest Kenya, then drove away hundreds of livestock. Regional Red Cross officials say about 350 people have been driven from their homes. Police said the attacks began Monday when raiders attacked a Turkana village and stole animals and killed seven people. Turkana gunmen